Like, Noah's moving out.
Apple just announced today, as we're making this, announced their new Vision Pro headset.
It's literally idiocracy. I have to call and schedule an MRI to check to see if my implants are leaking.
Oh my God.
I need another baby.
Oh yeah, my first thought was to dive headfirst in the fire. All right, welcome. Welcome, Brittany Atwood. Welcome to the show.
Why does it always have to be me?
Glad you are
Can't
here.
Can't I just take a week off?
Glad you are here this week. Brought your lips with you last night.
Hey, I messaged the girl that I saw last time.
Yeah.
That dissolved like a little bit. Because they were uneven.
Yo, people are.
And I messaged her and said, I need to get my lips dissolved. She never messaged me back. So I take it as a sign that I'm just going to naturally let them dissolve themselves over the next year.
Does it take a year?
Mm-hmm.
No way. What's the process of dissolving lips?
You inject, I forget what it's called, but you inject something in it and it blows them up and then takes them all the way down.
Stop it. Yeah, just let it go natural. That sounds terrible.
That's kind of my thought.
So you're going to have blown out lips for a while.
For like a few hours or a few hours. Day.
That's not so bad.
A day or two maybe at worst case.
Guys, welcome. We're just going to talk about Britt's lips the episode. Kind of just touching on last week. I got a lot of hate for that.
I am.
I got a lot of hate for that.
I am making appointments going. So a lot of, you know, like I did everything on Snapchat over it, but I got the microneedling done where they just like razor your face.
Oh, yeah.
And then they put collagen on like helps you, you know, heal, I guess.
Sounds terrible.
So this time I'm going to try the laser. It's an ultra laser, I think. So I do have to see her again. So I could possibly have her dissolve my lips while I'm there.
Well, it's not that important. I made a big deal last week. I overdid it.
Yeah, I told you you'd get hate for that.
Yeah, but, you know, it's how I feel. Like, I'm going to just tell you.
A lot of people love my lips.
I just went a little hard on the lips last week.
Mm-hmm.
I saw your Snapchat army jumping on me over the lip thing. Guys, just telling you how I feel.
Yeah.
I tell them. Just how I feel. I want to do something this week.
But do you still think I'm pretty?
I think you're beautiful. That's never the issue. That's never the issue. Like, I see your soul when I look at you into your eyeballs.
Mm.
It's a different type of love, you know?
Okay.
All right, we need to do something fun this week. We need to do something fun. We talked last week about focusing on solo episodes. Brittany and I just want to talk. We want to talk to you guys. We want to, we communicate mostly now through Snapchat, whether it's questions directly, you know, what are you going through in your life, things like that. But we can use the podcast to be the long form version of, you know, our day-to-day snaps and things we do on social media. And last week was a great example of talking to our viewers.
Yeah.
Just kind of expressing ourselves, you know, dabbling in mm-hmm. our thoughts. And I really enjoyed it. It was fun. When we have the guests on, which is also really cool, and I still think there's a time and a place for that, we kind of get lost with the guest.
Yeah.
And there's no, like, we spent our whole career with you guys, like hanging out with you, talking to you, entertaining you. And this is our kind of our chance to hang out with you guys long form since we're not really vlogging anymore, which I do have some ideas for some cool vlogs.
Oh my gosh.
I do like to dabble.
Every time you make a vlog after you upload it, you literally said, I'll never do it again. Every time.
That is not
true. For like the last probably 8 episodes.
Really?
Yeah. You hate it so much. But then you still want to do it.
I know.
I don't understand.
It's just built into me. I want to keep creating. And the podcast gives me a little outlet, but not a lot of creativity. It's like I can talk and chat and, you know, hang out, but I can't really show you anything cool.
So why don't you make content somewhere else, like Instagram or Snapchat or
what about
somewhere
a new,
other than YouTube?
What about a new type of, you guys tell me if this sounds cool. What about a new form of podcast where you don't just listen, but we pepper in things we did through the week in the podcast? That would be really cool. So it's like a little entertainment visually on top of what we discussed.
Well, I think the whole purpose of a podcast is someone can throw it on, listen, and do other things.
You could still listen to it. It just might not be as appealing, you know, if you need the visual portion of it, or you got to get good at describing visuals with audio. I don't know. It's like when I used to listen to Howard Stern, I'd only listen to it but they would do such a good job of describing what's happening that it was just like watching it.
I'm not a very good describer.
A describer?
Describer.
I wanted to do something with you guys today. I couldn't come up with it, but I was like, we need an incentive. You know, if you like the podcast, share it. And we want to reward you for that. We like picking people to win things or gift cards, Amazon, whatever. I want to do something like that today. You know, a certain amount of likes on the podcast or, you know, shares. I don't know. I don't know what that is. I don't know if it's going to happen this episode, but I want to start doing that on episodes.
Let us know, comments. What do you guys want? Do you just want to, like, I just did a giveaway on Snapchat and one on Instagram where I gave $1,500 away. And I feel like it did really good. So maybe we just give money away. I feel like it was super easy. I think it was Cash App. I just sent them the money and...
It's so easy on the social apps because you can just like click on their name. What's your address?
Yeah.
Boom. YouTube's a little difficult, right? So you almost have to source it elsewhere.
Well, they just need to share it on Instagram, Twitter, or somewhere, and then we can click from there.
This week, guys, if you have Snapchat and you don't follow Brittany and I, join us on Snapchat. We have been literally daily vlogging on Snapchat. I know a lot of you miss the vlogs. I still think the vlogs are better than Snap. A little more entertaining.
No.
But it is where we're at. It's where we're hanging out. And this week, we're going to be giving away Amazon gift cards on our Snapchat the day this podcast goes live. So as you're watching this right now, go over to our Snapchat, leave a comment. We're going to be picking you guys and giving away Amazon gift cards. If you like the podcast, just share it. I see a lot of you like, oh my God, I'm loving this podcast. But nobody's sharing it. So jump on, help us out, give us some love, and we're going to throw it back to you. That's the incentive for this week's episode.
Wait, so they have to follow us on Snapchat?
Yeah, follow us on Snaps.
That's all they have to do?
No, you have to, I mean, we have to be able to see them, so you have to leave a comment. So I'll probably make a post today as you're watching this. This says, hey guys, giving away Amazon gift cards, blah, blah, blah. You won't see that if you don't follow us because it won't go to non-subscribers. Snapchat has an incredible way of not going to non-subscribers if you mention giveaway.
Yeah, it's probably my favorite most go-to app. Yeah. Definitely.
Yeah.
Literally, you said something about something on Twitter yesterday. And I was like, oh my God, I haven't even opened Twitter in like 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
It gets my least favorite.
Well, it's destructive. Twitter's like where you go when you want to be in a bad mood.
I only go there, I think, sometimes when it's like, oh, there's something trending or what news is happening. Then sometimes I'll go to Twitter to see like what people are saying. But I don't tweet things. I don't share things on there normally. Like, it's my least used. I use Facebook more than Twitter.
Oh, my God.
Right?
I mean, I'm pretty sure Facebook might be the top used app, or the top used social site.
My top is Snapchat.
Which is crazy because I don't use Facebook at all. I mean, every once in a while I post something.
Yeah, but you also have stuff that gets shared on there.
Yeah, I don't know. I do think it's funny that last week we were kind of ragging on Joe. And that day we posted the podcast is the day he fell on stage. The timing was incredible.
It's weekly. He falls weekly. We just don't see it.
Oh, man. I see so many memes on this poor man, dude.
What would you do if it came out that Joe was like the first AI president and we just didn't know? Like, AI. He's actually a robot. That's why he can't do very many things.
I mean, I've always wondered how much control presidents actually have. Like, I feel like they're just kind of the face and then they have like the circle of controllers, right?
But like that would...
Probably is a robot.
That would be... Like, that would explain why he can't walk up a flight of stairs.
Well, no, old he's age explains why you can't walk up a flight of stairs.
I don't know. I think he's down. A robot. If you watch him, like, I watch him now. I'm like, this guy's a robot.
He's just old, honey. Like, I'm going to be lucky to perform half as... You imagine the pressure?
I think, like, when my grandma falls, she doesn't just get right back up right away like he does. Like, she's down for
he's
a while.
He's also got 4 men helping him get up. Like, when he fell on stage, how fast would he have got up if nobody was there? He looked like he was struggling.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a robot.
Rightfully. He's
Everyone has
old.
To help him up because he's a robot. He's very heavy and metal.
He's 2,000 pounds. Oh, my God.
This is just my speculation is Joe's actually a robot, and in 20 years, it'll come out that we already had our first AI president.
Speaking of AI stuff, Apple just announced today, as we're making this, actually just an hour ago, announced their new Vision Pro headset, $3,500 for this bad boy.
Holy cow.
$3,500.
Yeah, people, Eric, can't even buy beef, and then you got...
that sounds steep for the average. That's just steep for anybody. $3,500 for this headset. I'm assuming it's a supercomputer.
When you can get like a Quest for what, $300?
Somewhere in between there. I think their new one's $500 or going to be $500. But I imagine this is like supercomputer. This is new tech. This is like I'm hanging out with you right here, but instead of me on my phone like this, I actually just have Twitter pulled up right here on my screen. So that I believe the headset's clear. So we're hanging out. I got a movie playing over here. I got Instagram here. And so all I have to do is look over at my Twitter feed over here. I've got, whatever.
It's literally Idiocracy. Or what's the Ready Player One?
Oh, Ready Player One.
Where they're like, oh, we can have so many ads on this screen before
inducing seizures.
Yeah, like how much are those people going to pay for ads to go up on those screens?
Well, I think you're going to choose what you put on your screen. It's just have all your apps conveniently.
Yeah, but you know Apple's going to sell
ad space.
That's so scary to me. It's literally.
Remember that movie?
Yeah.
It's like eventually we will be in headsets.
Yeah, then there'll be chairs that like sit you the right way and then you don't have to do anything.
Wally?
Yeah. DoorDash comes to your door, brings you food. You don't even have to leave. It's scary.
Yeah, it's just like once virtual becomes better than reality, it's game over.
Yeah.
Like we'll just be in virtual land. It'll be cooler. It'll be prettier. It'll be less stress. It'll be less danger. It will just be safety and comfort. And
then there's Chat GPT that literally you don't have to think about anything. It just does it for you.
Yeah, I've only used that maybe once or twice, but it was cool. It was really cool. Like I can see the why people are intrigued with it.
It's just scary to me. It's so scary. Like, yep. I feel like AI and this technology could really take over. Like, I know it's already taken over. Look at our freaking kids. They can't get off an iPad, which we have been doing really good. No one has had an iPad.
Since summer break started.
Yeah.
So in 2 weeks?
Well, Kane hasn't had an iPad probably half the school year either. But, 2 weeks of the only time that we watch TV is if we sit down together, family movies.
Which has been awesome.
Yeah.
You know what? Family movies have meant so much more because that's the only screen time they get.
Yeah.
Have you noticed? Everyone's just so happy to watch a movie and they're glued.
Yeah.
Everyone's so like, we're watching a movie. Mm-hmm. Where if you have screens all day, I don't want to watch a movie. Yeah. The no electronics since summer break has been an absolute hit in our house. I highly recommend giving this a try. It's going to be hell for the first week, the first 3-4 days. You will see the light. And now
we can go out and do things with our kids.
Oh my God. Like everybody's excited to do stuff.
Yeah.
Before it was like so many excuses. I don't want to go do that because they want the screen.
Mm-hmm.
Today, great example. I woke up, you were getting your hair done and I was starving. Kane hadn't eaten yet. I was like, hey, you want to go have breakfast? He's like, yeah. He would never say that before. He was like, no, because I want to sit on my screen.
Yeah.
And then Lori was like, and then when you get back, we'll go bowling. He was like, yeah, let's go bowling.
Yeah, our nanny. Which
that never happened.
He's kind of butt heads with her a little bit because she's always taking the kids out to do things. And he always feels left out. But it's because he's never wanted to actually go. And now he wants to go and... It's been amazing.
But it's been joyful.
Yeah.
Everybody's been happy.
Mm-hmm.
The last week when we started this podcast, I was pretty cranky. I was like in a funk. I had a hard week mentally. It was like an emotional week. And this week, we have had like the last 4 days,
me, Britt, amazing.
And all the kids have just hung out.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been like real hangout. We're riding bikes. Kane's out rollerblading for hours.
Yeah.
The kids are riding their power wheels. And it's like a different house in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Different house. Everyone's living life. Yesterday we spent half the day in the woods.
Mm-hmm.
Which was awesome.
And we got there and everyone just like kind of went and did their things. Like Cora was doing this. Kane was trying to build a house.
Yeah.
Noah was riding the one wheel. Knox was sitting in the back car, not really wanting to get out, but.
Well, he's two.
Yeah.
And once, he did come out. He played in the creek. It was.
Yeah.
It was
once awesome. I put like socks and tennis shoes on him to where like the high grass wasn't tickling his feet. He had Crocs on. He wasn't just barefoot. But
I seen you guys in the comments last week of like, dude, I'm dealing with this. My kids won't get off electronics. It was really good to hear that because I felt like it was just our family like falling apart, but it's also so fixable. It really is. Like, don't let it get out of hand, because we did. We 100% did. We just let them have it while we lived life, and it was like, it's become destructive to our house, and it's like hard to reverse. Oh my God, it's hard to reverse.
And I think there can be a time and place for it. Like if you were like homeschool this year, I'm not going to do every kid by the book like I've done before. There will be videos of learning and there will be teachers that they can watch on screens and stuff like that.
They're going to be in their Vision Pro Apple headset.
Oh my gosh, that's so scary to me.
I mean, it's kind of cool.
No, it's scary.
Just think.
I don't like it.
For $14,000, all four of your kids can be in a headset.
Yeah, it's like an iPad glued to their face.
It really is. It's literally that. It's like, I seen a meme this week. It was like, remember when your kids are like, don't sit too close to the TV, you'll go blind? And now we're just like, literally our TV is in us. Like we sit against the iPads. The kids sit like this.
Literally. Wait, didn't Elon Musk just get approved to try his first chip in a brain?
Yeah.
Human
studies were
started.
Yeah. He's been granted the ability to start that. I think. Scary. Who knows?
That's so scary.
Yeah, that is scary. That is scary.
Trial and error.
You wake up in the morning, you pee, your computer in your brain says, oh, you're low on ... and this is what you need to eat today to have perfect levels. And
yeah, but that's not what they're going to do.
Well, that's...
because they still want us to be sick.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, I wear an Oura ring that tracks my sleep and tracks my recovery and tracks everything. And I think it's great. Do I need something internally in me? No.
It's just the next step. It's not for us. We're old. It's for the new gen. Like the new kids are going to be...
the sickest generation ever.
The new gen, though, is like you ask Kane, what's your favorite car? Tesla. But me, I'm like, dude, I'm not going to have one.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have interest right now in it.
But do you think without the internet, if Kane didn't grow up watching iPads and stuff, he wouldn't care about a Tesla? He'd be into what we're into.
But he is. And so is everybody else.
That's what I'm saying is all of these electronics and the Apple computers and everything is making them... fall off a cliff.
All right, we're going to pause real quick. Give some love to our sponsors at SeatGeek. Do me a favor, guys. It's summertime. You're going to be going to events. You're going to concerts. You're going to festivals. Download the SeatGeek app. With over 28 million downloads, SeatGeek is the number one ticketing app, period. There is actually over 70,000 events on SeatGeek every single day. That includes concerts, sports, festivals. They got it all. You guys know we've used SeatGeek for a very long time. They were with us even during our vlogging days, and they sent us to some of the coolest places. We use this app personally for all kinds of things. We're excited to use it this summer. I know Brittany wants to see Morgan Wallen, who's coming up here in Columbus. You got the NF concert. You've got all kinds of sporting events. Download and use SeatGeek app. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your money. This is the one-stop shop for the best deals. You open the app, you click on the event that you'd like to see. It's also a great way to find events that are coming up. Green dots mean good deal. Red dots mean bad deal. Just stay away from red. Buy the green ones. It's the best option on the internet. I mean, they literally take all the events on the web and put it into one place. It's as convenient as it gets. Every ticket is backed by their buyer guarantee. SeatGeek is the only site that will allow you to return your ticket ahead of the event for swaps. And you guys know SeatGeek's always pulling through for you guys. Use promo code Atwood. That will get you $20 off. It's $20 off your first purchase with promo code Atwood, A-T-W-O-O-D. And I always put all their info in the description. Everything you need's right there. Click the link, download the app, save money. And just thank you guys so much for supporting the brands that support our show. Let's get back to the episode. It's definitely a slippery, as a parent, it's a slippery slope because you don't want to...
You don't want to shelter them too much to where they don't know how to live life.
The real feeling is like, okay, so you're going to keep them off a computer, which they are 100% going to be on in the future.
Right.
So it's like this really like fine balance of just like, I think when it interferes with real life, when you no longer want to participate as a family, you no longer want to do things with your mom and dad, there's an issue.
Yeah.
That's the addiction. That's the issue. And as a parent, you have to step up and be a parent. And it freaking sucks. It's so much easier to not give a rip and just give in to your kids. That doesn't make great kids.
Yeah.
It makes kids that just get whatever they want. And we have been that parent too.
And I think that's where we struggled is we did grow up. If they beg enough, we'll give in.
You give in.
And now it's like no means no.
Yeah.
And they're learning, relearning. Damn. What no means.
Yeah.
Because I knew I could push my mom so far to where she would let me go to my friend's house. She would let me do things if I just keep asking.
Yeah, and you don't want to, like, you want to be a best friend too, right? It's like you don't want.
No, I think we need more strict parents.
No, 100%. That's what I'm saying. But as a parent, you want to be their best friend.
Right.
But there's a time and a place.
To be there loving and supportive.
To not get run over.
Yeah.
And you can't be the best friend. You have to be the parent.
Yeah, I think there's a time and a place, like you taking Kane, just you and him for lunch. I think that's great.
That's the best.
But there's also a time and a place not to give in to staying up another hour or whatever it might be, asking for TV time or asking for
It's been a different
worms.
House, guys. It's probably a boring topic for so many, but for the parents that are going through this, there is light.
You just have to take it.
It really
can
be better for you guys. We learned the absolute hardest way. We got mentally beaten to the floor. I was ready to go buy shots. I was ready to call it quits.
You're ready to poison yourself.
I was ready to give up on like...
As in alcohol.
Yeah, like I'm done. I need something. I need to escape. This is terrible. But after a week...
But that's full... Full cold turkey, taking it away. Because we tried for a long time to just limit it.
Doesn't work.
No, it's everything they can do to get their fix.
Yeah.
It's like that's the only thing they still care about. They're not here worrying about what we're going to do today or how we're going to spend our time.
Yeah, the whole point of this is just you can fix it. You can be a family again. You gotta toughen up. It's hard. And there's a lot of parents that are single parents that don't have. How many times did I tell you, thank God that we go through this together?
Yeah.
Because as a
definitely
solo
makes
parent,
it easier.
I'm not sure I would have survived.
Mm-mm.
Like, legit. It sounds ridiculous, but I was so thankful that Brittany and I were stressed together.
Yeah.
Because we had each other.
And we could play on each other's patience. It's like, okay, I'm done tonight. It's your turn.
Yeah.
And then the next day it's like, okay, I can tell he's getting stressed out. Let me take over.
Yeah. So single parents, oh, God love you. Keep fighting. You've got this. Yeah. It's crazy out there. Kids are tough.
Mm-hmm.
We're outnumbered too.
I know.
But speaking of getting out as a family, Britt pitched the idea of living in an RV this winter.
Please. Like a big RV. Like a big one.
A house on wheels is basically what you're saying.
I think it would be fun because we've been looking at houses in Florida for the winter.
You have been looking at houses.
I'm not staying here this winter.
I know. She's literally going to go without me.
In my eyes, to put that much money in just renting a house for a few months, rather... than putting that money as a chunk into an RV that we buy that we can use many times.
Just the thought of buying an RV.
Well, you have to get one that's good.
I've never had one that's good. every cabinet rattles, every door handle falls off. Like, they're built like garbage.
Not the ones.
They're piggy banks. Ask anybody.
No, I think the ones that we went and saw that have like the semi truck front.
There's definitely nice ones, but they're like still super nice.
What about a Prevost?
The depreciation on an RV is such a bad investment to me. It's like, as second you roll off that lot, it's just...
Well, you get one that's like a year old, just like we did with my car. Yeah. It's like a year old, and it's not brand new. You don't have all the bugs that a brand new car has.
The difference is your car went up in value after a year. An RV goes way down.
Maybe. Right?
It's like a helicopter. It holds its price. Like, I can go sell the helicopter for exactly what I bought it for. But an RV, it's like a lot different.
But.
And they're garbage and you have to fix them all day.
But.
and you're stuck in a.
Renting a property is throwing money out the window too. Because you're 100%. Literally just there for a few months.
Yeah, but it's like a test to see if you want to buy a house. It's like that first test.
No, I think the test could be we're in an RV and we travel all along the coast to see exactly where we want to be.
Sounds fun.
It doesn't. Or you would have pulled the trigger already.
I think for me, there's a couple kids just a little too young for that.
No.
Like being in an RV for 3 months with a two-year-old, like...
He'll be three.
He'll be three, like...
He'll be three in January.
There's just nowhere to hide, right? Like,
well, we hooked my car to the back, so we still have a car. And you can leave anytime.
You can just bail.
And we'll have our nanny with us. She already agreed that
I will say last time
she would go with us.
I will say last time we had an RV, it was awesome. It was so fun. But it was like 4 days, 3 days, whatever.
So maybe we've rent one for like 2 weeks this summer. And see how it goes.
Yeah, or a week. Or a week. Plus the RV lots I've heard are packed. And they're very expensive.
Like the camping spots.
Yeah, like $400 or $500 a night to pull in.
Well, that's in like the Keys.
Well, where do you want to go?
I would like spend a week in there. I wouldn't want to spend a whole month there if it's that expensive.
I'm eating into my virtual reality headset money.
You need to sell a helicopter and buy me an RV.
Oh my God.
You were already wanting to take pictures to sell a helicopter. Why not buy a really nice RV?
Yeah, I think I'm selling one of the helicopters.
Yeah. So why not buy an RV?
Because the helicopter held its value. The RV doesn't. It's a bad investment.
Why don't we just... I don't believe that. I don't believe it.
Well, I mean...
I don't think you know what you're talking about. Don't be dumb.
Anyway...
Chase, Google... How much RVs depreciate per year?
Oh, God. They're brutal. They're brutal.
I don't think so.
They're so bad.
A Dynamax one. A Dynamax.
A DX3. Yeah, those are hot.
We want one of the bunks that has the bunks in it.
Would you guys pack your family up in an RV for 3 months? I know on paper it sounds amazing. Sounds like the dream trip. But think about it in reality. Think about it for real. Like you're in... 20% on $300,000, Brett.
That's on a brand new one. That's in a brand new one. Not used.
Well, the guy who bought it got screwed.
I think it would build the freaking strongest family you've ever seen. And that's what I want for our children.
The strongest family. Yeah.
Yeah, like we can make it through anything together. Mm. We can live in an RV together. We don't have to have...
Hang on.
16,000 square foot
home. I just want to clarify. You're talking about an RV. It ain't really survival. This is like,
this
is a house.
Yeah.
This is bigger than our first house.
Mm-hmm.
I will say this. I talked about this in somebody else's podcast. I've been thinking a lot lately about downsizing everything.
100%.
You know what's weird is we first talked about moving and we found the house that we're currently in. We didn't really have any plans to move. It just came up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was on board with moving, which was weird because that house was so special to us. It was like, that's where we created our whole career.
It wasn't even finished. Like, we couldn't even move into it.
We bought a home that was completely unfinished. Mm-hmm. We had to finish the whole house. It was crazy.
I had to put a lot of money into it.
Yeah, a lot of money into it. But it all was done right before
COVID.
All done before COVID. So like before lumber prices went up, before all that went up, we finished the home.
Mm-hmm.
So now our home is worth a lot and it's completely paid for.
Yeah.
So the idea of selling it and finding something modest for the family as a business, I think is very smart.
Yeah.
You're talking about like good investments. The home we bought was a massive investment.
Here's the problem with the modest home. There's not a place for you to land your helicopter.
I am spoiled right now because I have this beautiful land for helicopters. So I just fly out of here. I can land at my house. That's pretty sweet. We still need land.
Yeah.
Have to have land.
And not too far from the city.
Which land is gold. Yeah. They ain't making more of it. It's just pretty cool.
It's just going up in price.
We have never lost money on land. Land is, if you have any money to invest, buy a piece of property. It just goes up and up and up.
What's Brittany, that song?
Brittany and I bought some land years ago that is now valued at such a ridiculous price. I just had somebody offer me money for it and I'm not going to sell it. Like, it's like land is gold. Like, that's the kind of real estate that I like.
Well, we have some wins. We have some fails. That's for sure. But what's this Fit by 40? How's that going now that you're 40? When was the last time you went to the gym?
I genuinely failed at Fit by 40.
I don't think so.
I did. 100%. I was my craziest fittest last year.
Fittest.
Like, I was legit felt incredible about myself. Like, but I was living it. It was very hard.
I was too.
Yeah, we were both in the best shape of our life, and that trajectory had me feeling so confident that by my 40th birthday, I was going to be even better. But I actually reversed course and kind of like the real truth is I set that all aside to do the helicopter stuff, and by the time I finished the helicopter stuff, I haven't really returned or made that a habit again.
Yeah.
So my 40th birthday hit, and I still hadn't been – it had been – probably 2 months. Like, I went to the gym maybe once or twice.
Mm-hmm.
Compared to 3 days a week, every 3 days, no matter what, wasn't missing it unless I was sick or out of town. So it fell off and I look like garbage again. I saw a picture yesterday of a guy. I don't know if it was AI or what, but his chin went from his chin to his neck. And I visually saw myself like that.
Okay, well, that's definitely a mess up. You have to visually see yourself fit and not...
No, because I can't take a picture without my chin just exploding, dude. It's like a gullet. It's like a gullet, dude.
Beginning of this, I feel swollen.
It's so bad, but like I can't stop it. The only weight I gain is in my chin.
Have you thought about it's because you sleep with your mouth open all night?
Do I?
Yeah.
I mean, most people do, no?
So I've wanted to order the sleep tape.
Yeah.
Where it tapes your mouth shut at night. Do you want to try it with me?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Mm-mm.
It just tapes your mouth.
I would die. I can't breathe out of my nose. That's why I breathe out of my mouth. My body goes on survival.
I think your body would keep you breathing out of... Well, I don't know. You have sinus issues.
So bad.
I am going to try it, though.
I've heard good things about it. I don't know if anybody uses
it out
there.
We'll see if there's a difference in my jaw.
Well, you don't gain weight in your chin. You get it in the thighs, the hips. That's where, I mean, females are sinner.
Are you saying I have a fat?
A fat? I'm saying females usually hold their weight center of balance. Men put it in their guts and their face, I think. Oh my God, who knows? That's why girls are good snowboarders too. So they got that center of balance, that low center of gravity.
No, I don't even know what we're talking about.
You have a nice chin. That's what I was saying. Mine is like, I'm like a turtle.
Well, it's plastic surgery. No.
You say stuff like that, people are going to believe it.
I'm a jokester, guys. I haven't had plastic surgery on my face.
We've been over this.
Do you think, So my next period, which is in a week, maybe week and a half, I have to call and schedule an MRI to check to see if my implants are leaking.
Oh my God.
Do you think I should just say screw it and go in and have them removed or replaced? I just can't imagine life without my implants. Is that terrible?
Just a little flapjacks jogging around. Slap, slap, slap. I mean, those are baby makers, babe. You just gotta go with it. I don't
but
know.
But what's your thoughts?
I don't know if you remember, but I told you not to get the implants. I know you remember me saying that. But now you have them. Now you love them. And now you know.
I'm just worried that that's what's making me sick.
You're not sick.
Okay, that's what's making me feel like trash all day.
I think it's the energy drinks and the caffeine and the lack of exercise. You did exercise today. You've been doing a lot more than me.
I think my problem right now is like my thyroid is what we're looking into because it's not my hormones. My hormones are really good. So we're looking at possible thyroid issues. But the one doctor, the two doctors I saw literally said it's your implants. Get them removed.
I'm for whatever makes you feel better. Like, I don't care.
Like, should I just go in and have them taken out and see if I feel better? Like, my hair is literally not growing anymore. It's just breaking away.
Okay. I'm gonna ask you a serious question.
We need to have...
I'm not saying you're old. At all.
You already told me if I get my hair cut, I'm an old lady.
No. I'm saying...
Just call me Karen.
How many old ladies do you see with long hair?
Quite a few.
BS. Every old lady has short hair and that keeps getting shorter and shorter and shorter. And they have little poofs on top by the time they're in their last years.
Because they don't have to deal with it. It's a lot to have to do every day.
Because it stops growing. Like when you're young and you cut your hair, bam, it grows back.
Okay,
overnight.
How old am I? You think I...
I'm
what
just
if,
saying
what if
that
I
it
came
slows
back with,
down.
With a little perm today.
You were sending me haircuts. I'm like, oh my God, stop.
I should have came back with a wig. That was like an old lady perm.
Like, I'm just saying it slows down with age. Like you're young, you cut your hair, bam, it grows back fast.
Yeah.
Right? And then over time, it slowly grows out.
Because your health is deteriorating. You have health issues as you get older.
So I'm saying the shorter you cut it now, the longer it's going to take to grow out or not grow out at all. You've hit the point of no return. From here, it's just shorter.
It's not even short.
Yeah, because of
me. I wanted to get more cut off.
Because of me.
I wanted to get more cut off.
I said, please don't cut your hair. You have a list. I mean, I could name a list of things you impulse do and regret.
Like my tattoos.
You do everything. And I'm always there. Don't do that. You do it.
I wish I'd never got this tattoo.
I want to go have them
implants.
Removed.
Don't do it. Should I get it removed?
Chase, schedule me an appointment to get my tattoos removed.
It just doesn't matter.
Even the one on my hand.
It just doesn't matter. I've never heard you say you regret that one.
Do I?
I mean, we all have things we regret, but you definitely have... you have a habit of impulsing on everything. Guys, if right now I was like, you know... Kind of thinking 3 months in an RV would be good. The next 3 days, the only word out of her mouth would be RVing for 3 months. You just get something in your head and it's it.
Yeah.
That's it. So when you start thinking of your hair, that's it. You start thinking of your implants, that's it.
No, the implants have been on for a while. Like I have really been diving into, are they hurting me? Are they... good for me.
They're probably not good for you. I don't think they're hurting
confidence you. Confidence-wise, they're good for me.
You do complain about pain in one side all the time, which
right.
That don't sound good.
Which is the one that he wants to see on an MRI.
Yeah. I think that you just have to understand that I'm with you on everything.
You weren't there when I got my lips done.
That's true. You hid from me on that one.
You hid from me.
What's wrong with your lips? Nothing. No, it's just something I got for a few days.
Every time you do it, you're
At least I'm trying to better myself.
Well, I think that you need to do things that make you happy. And those
going in an RV with my family.
Let's do it.
Let's
do it.
Even I will buy an RV right now. I will get the checkbook out.
I would love to see you pulling down the driveway in one of them big RVs by yourself.
I could
yourself.
Do it. I pulled that huge car trailer with the Yukon first time ever.
You do great.
I can do it.
I think you could. I'd just love to see it.
You're the one that curbed my old car, not me.
After I ragged on you about doing it, I did it.
Mm-hmm.
First time I've ever done that in my life.
Were you with Fussy? Is that who you were with someone?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah. It's so, I think this is just a mom thing. It's like, what will make me happy? And it's being with my family. And then I'm with my family. I'm like, what will make me happy?
That's just family.
Right?
That is family.
But when we went to the property yesterday, I'm just like, this is so amazing. I literally wanted, we need to get electric there. We need to get plumbing. We need to get water. I want to build just like the tiniest little cabin, but I want to be able to have just a small little off the grid. Well, I guess off the grid isn't off the grid if you have electric and water and sewer, right?
I mean, you can have that until you need backup. So if you didn't have electric, could you still live there, right? You can still be off the grid.
Yeah, but I think like off the grid is no electric, no water. You know, yourself.
You should be able to be. Yeah, you should be able to be self-sufficient.
That's not the word I was looking for.
Sustainable?
Yeah. I think that would make me happy, like working on that. Just like the river house that we never.
Haven't finished.
Yeah. Which I am meeting someone down there this week. To get some things started, because I can't do electric or plumbing, so I'm gonna have to hire somebody.
So was that yesterday that Noah came home, or was that the day before?
It was the day before.
He literally told us, I'm going to get my hair cut.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, fantastic. He does that all the time. He comes back, it's kind of trimmed up.
He's like, no, I want to get it cut off. And we're like, yeah.
Which he said before many times. He came home buzzed, completely buzzed off.
I told him, I was like, no, I could have done that in the bathroom.
Well, he shocked everybody. Like,
it almost makes him look older. Normally when he gets a haircut, it makes him look super young.
I feel like he looks younger.
I feel like it makes him look older. I think to me, it makes him look more like military style. That's what they do in the military. So it looks more like he's getting ready to go to boot camp or something.
Yeah, I'm still like caught off guard because he's had long hair a long time. You guys know. Love his long hair. He's got gray hair. Comes home shaved. And I saw him this morning and it keeps catching me off guard.
Yeah.
It's like, who's this man in my house?
Do you think Knox inspired him to get a haircut since we like shaved Knox's off?
Oh, God. Knox had the worst haircut.
Aw.
Looks.
Dude, anytime I touch his hair now, like literally I gave him like a mohawk in the bath. And he's like, haircut. He just yells at me,
really?
Haircut. I cannot touch his hair.
I've heard him talking about his haircut.
Oh, my gosh. If you touch his hair, start brushing his hair, he'll just yell at you that he wants another haircut. More haircut.
Nice.
More haircut.
Probably just wants a sucker. That's what's his reward.
Yeah, I don't know. He just doesn't like his hair being. I think because he had long, curly hair for so long that it was so knotted that he just is traumatized from anyone touching his hair. And now he's like, haircut, just cut it off.
Speaking of Noah, we also this week, since the last episode, we officially sold Clifford. We sold the big red truck. It was literally part of the family.
Yeah. Well, we sold it to the dealership.
That we originally bought it from.
Yeah. So it's probably still for sale up there in Newark.
It's probably not for sale yet.
Yeah.
I know.
But it will be.
It need tires. It need like.
Yeah. You put a couple dents in the side.
I haven't got paid for that yet. I need to get a check for that.
Yeah. You should have got a check that day before they saw all those dents that you put in the side of it.
I mean, it was just part of the family, man. That truck put in work.
I love that truck.
That was
I drove it for so long.
That was our Smilemore delivery van. Like we literally bought it. for that.
Mm-hmm.
Remember, we couldn't get enough packages in the cars, and we got the truck, and we were filling the bed. It was just a great truck. Never had a problem. Ran perfect. But we officially sold it. We surprised Noah with a new car for graduation. That was his graduation gift. We actually thought a long time about it.
Yeah.
It
was between that and taking him on like a special dad trip, skydiving.
Which?
Somewhere tropical.
That's still going to happen. But I wanted to set, look, the truck was so hard on this kid with gas.
Yeah.
Like he's
his
working,
whole paycheck.
He's working all week and he's just like filling up constantly. The truck was terrible on gas. And we wanted to set him up with the ability to just be ready. He's going to move out soon. Like Noah's moving out.
I know. I told him he needs to start a channel called Noah Moving Out. And it's just his whole life about how hard it is moving out or the difficulties.
How different
of,
it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is different, which most people don't understand. All of a sudden, your fridge isn't full of food.
Yeah.
And you're, you have all these weird bills that you've never paid before. And, you know.
He's good at, like, cooking, doing dishes, laundry. Yeah. Like, all of that simple stuff that most kids get a reality check for, he already does.
Yeah, he's pretty
good.
So I know
he's going to kill it in most
areas. He's pretty good at life stuff. But, yeah, these are things that just hit you when you move out. You're like, oh, my God, wait. I don't have all this free chicken or, you know, all these things that it adds up. This food is expensive.
Yeah.
So we got Noah the car. I definitely just wanted to set him up in the ability to be able to get to work and have a good time. And it's kind of like one of his dream cars. He wanted one so bad. The last couple of years he talked about it. And Brittany and I found one and surprised him with it. It was pretty
cool.
Yeah,
he was so shocked.
He was so shocked. It was fun, but we took the value from the red Clifford and put it towards that, which helped a lot. Mm-hmm. It made it not so much, instead of just keeping this old red truck, we doubled down and turned it into a new car for Noah, which is cool. So yeah, Noah's moving out. That is a scary thought. He's moving out of the house.
I know.
Like, how is that possible? Like, it's going to be weird. Like, when Kane moves out when he's 35, oh my God. I'm just kidding. It's just a reality check as a parent.
Do you think
like,
that's
this isn't
kind
forever?
Of
you're not going to have kids forever.
Do you think that's kind of why you're wanting to downsize? Because it's like, well, if I just move out when Noah moves out, it's not like.
Noah has.
You're not like seeing this empty room.
Noah has an incredible bedroom here. It's literally like an apartment. You don't have to come out. It's sweet.
It's almost as big as our bedroom. It's bigger than our last house, our bedroom.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
So it's going to be a lot different. There'll be an open bedroom.
Which I'm just going to set up as a super nice guest room for now.
Yeah. But it is a good reality check as a parent, because when you're a parent, and every parent hopefully will agree. No, every parent will agree that having a family is stressful. It's very difficult. It is not all smiles and rainbows. It is intense. There's a lot of stress. There's a lot of fighting. There's a lot of, there's also a lot of incredible things. But you assume that that stress and these kids are forever. And when your kid's about to move out, you realize you do not have these kids forever.
Yeah.
My son Noah's about to move out. That is reality. And Knox is two.
Did it scare you what I told you at the property yesterday?
What did you say?
When Knox was like, I had just changed him and put just like a t-shirt on him with his like pull up. And I was like holding him and he was snuggling me and like just like really babyish. Mm. And I looked at you and said, I need another baby.
Oh, yeah. My first thought was to dive headfirst in the fire that you made.
Oh.
No, I'm done. I'm good.
I know.
I'm good.
I think I am too, but like that sense of holding a baby is just like so sad to me that I won't ever have it again.
It's the last one. TikTok.
It makes me really sad.
Well, it's okay to be sad.
I agree that we have our hands full. But just one more since Noah's moving out.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, you definitely just like
Chase thinks are crazy right now.
Yeah, it is crazy. It's the craziest thought. If it was up to you, I would be like, who's the Robert De Niro?
I don't know who that is.
And who's the other guy? They're like 90 years old. One of these guys is just having a new baby.
Oh.
Or 89 years old, 85, whatever.
You'd have to trade up.
This will be you. Just one more.
After my menopause.
Just one more.
Can't have any more babies. No, but
I'm going to be an antique walking.
I think I could do another.
Just see, that's
scheduled C-section.
That's what happens.
Never done it before. Just
that's what happens to the woman's brain after a baby. You forget. Your instincts are to keep creating.
But my thought is, oh crap, he's two. By the time I'd have another, if I got pregnant today, he'd be three. That's a big gap.
It'd be like Cora Knox.
Which they are perfect ages apart.
Oh, yeah, it's been a lot easier lately. All I'm saying, parents, is it isn't forever. It's just not.
I know. That's why. But if you just keep having more.
Britt.
I know.
Are you drinking? Are you drinking behind the scenes?
No.
Like.
We're almost 4 years sober.
Yeah. We need a comment if you're still listening at this point.
More babies.
Mm-mm. All right. More babies is the comment.
You got a finisher and have more babies.
Oh, my God. More babies is the comment if you've listened to this far in the episode. Yeah, it's just.
I'm just saying I could do it again.
Well, obviously you can.
Mentally, could you?
No. 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 A big no. Capital N, capital O. Never. Can't do it. Don't even think about it. I have this weird idea. Actually, Country came up with this idea. He called me and said, you should do a full episode on the podcast with a guest in the helicopter. So a 1 hour episode flying around.
Make sure you have me a vomit bucket ready.
Stop. It's just an hour. But what would you guys think of that? We cruise around for an hour. We chat. We hang out. We fly through the beautiful sky. We do a
That'd
podcast.
Be fun.
It'd be so I've never seen that before. Yeah, I'm sure it's been done, but I haven't seen it. And I think it would be like a change of pace, you know?
Could you focus on flying and maybe you and Garrett do it together? So then there's two pilots, so one of you can talk while the other one flies?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's that hard to...
For safety reasons?
You know, fly a certain airspace and just chill and talk. It'd be easy. Yeah. It's part of it.
Garrett, I'm going to be calling you for this idea. Not that I don't have enough trust in my husband, guys.
So we've talked about...
Your hat down.
What do you mean? Is it high? What the heck? So we have a...
Oh, my gosh.
Here's the thing. I'm listening back in my head of this episode, and I'm like, it's unprepared.
Scramble, ramble.
Like we can't. Yeah, I don't even know what we've talked about. I feel like it's like I'm trying to just hang out with the viewers and you and... I don't feel like there's a lot to relate to. I feel like if we're going to nail these solo episodes, we have to prepare.
Yeah.
And like, I didn't do a single thing until we sat down at the table and I grabbed a notebook and I jotted some ideas. But I think I missed the window on today's episode. I feel like there's not enough. I haven't given enough of myself today.
Yeah.
Like I haven't given any advice. I haven't done anything.
You did that last episode?
Well, I just... You know, I came in with some ideas and we talked about things that are hot on Twitter and we just haven't really done that today. So
yeah, I
apologize
like
to you guys. I'm going to do better. I'm gonna learn to get good at this.
Yeah, I feel That's like I challenge. Had some things, but I just don't know enough of the actual facts that I want to talk about it. So
yeah, right on.
So are we getting, it's June. We have a lot of people touring around Columbus. Let us know who we need to get to come to the podcast while they're on tour.
Yeah, there's a couple people that you, was it Zach Brown?
Zach Brown.
Zach Brown would be cool.
Zach Brown Band.
Matt Rife is going to be coming through.
He's not coming until October, but that would be...
It'd be just fun.
Amazing.
So we still want to do guests, guys.
NF is coming soon.
If we
could get him and Bridget on here, that would be such a fun episode.
We still want to have guests, but I want to focus on you as the viewer and just hang out. So that's the whole goal. And then through the week, we're Snapchatting. And I do actually have some dope vlog ideas. It would be less family, though. It'd just be more of some cool ideas. Like the
uploaded
old school
stuff. On YouTube?
Yeah. Yeah.
See, it literally gets to you.
I literally don't know why.
Hate it. I don't know.
I don't know what it is. I've done it.
I know.
I've done it. It's like, I don't know.
It's like you're retired, but you still want to get up every day and have something to do.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. Thank you guys for putting up with us. What was the comment of the day?
Finisher? No, that was last week.
Last week. It was baby makers. Make babies.
Make more babies.
More babies in the comments if you listen to the whole podcast. And please throw us some ideas for next week. We love you guys so much. We'll see you next Wednesday. Beautiful, you're one of a kind. Smile more.